All right, we're together again, and it's the very end of April. Yes, it started.
Oh.
And we're at Papa Bill and Nana Jan's house, and I'm here, and Avery's here, and Kit's here, and Scout's here, Trapper's here.
They don't know who Scout is.
Scout's Kit's new dog. And I thought we would see if we could pull...
But Avery's here, too.
I said Avery.
No, you didn't say Avery.
Avery's here. I thought we could... talk about some of the springtime traditions since we're in the middle of spring.
One of my favorite traditions is my birthday.
Yeah, Kit's birthday's in March. Right at the beginning of spring.
Oh, the very beginning.
Yes. So I thought we've been out picking asparagus today, but I thought before we got to asparagus, we'd talk about the first thing you can harvest in the spring, which Papa
Indian
Bill.
Indian potato.
Yeah, Indian potato.
Is this a quiz?
Sure.
Well,
want to talk about finding Indian potatoes this year?
Yeah. Did we? Yeah, we went up on the hill.
Yeah, we went. You went by yourself first,
well,
and then I went
went
with you.
Well, I found them on the 1st of March.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first blooms. And then when did we go? The second week of March?
Yeah, we went and to see the pansies, but I found an Indian potato on the way
right.
to the pansies.
Okay. So that was about the 1st of April, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we did that, and it was a long Indian potato year, so we wouldn't have starved. The asparagus was late, so we needed Indian potato.
Yes. Yes. So tell them what Indian potato is.
Oh, I thought we'd done that before.
Have we done it on an interview?
Oh, maybe. Indian potato is a little plant that is called the harbinger of spring because it's the very first little flowering plant, and it's very, very small. The cluster of flowers are no longer than a elongated pill bug. So when the pill bug braces along, you know how big the grouping of flowers is. And it's white, a little black. So it looks like salt and pepper. And they're very small, so you gotta look for them. And if you find them, there's a little round, little tuberous root down on the bottom that Native Americans ate. And you can eat it if you want, but don't need to, because we got asparagus and all kinds of other things, stored potatoes still and everything else. But anyway, the American Indians, the indigenous peoples, ate them because they didn't have a 7-Eleven or a grocery store to go to. So they really needed it. We don't. So it's a nice little wildflower.
So you go up to the West Hills to find them. Now, Mom, you were up on the West Hills as a kid a lot. Did you ever know what an Indian potato was before
no.
Pop came along?
No, the first time I ever saw one was when Chris found it when he was 4.
And is that how you realized they were there, or you were looking for them?
We were looking for them, but Chris was closer to the ground because he was like 4 years old. And that's how, if you're that close to the ground, like Trapper had no chance.
Yes, they're
ever
long ways away.
He's a long way yeah. seeing those on the ground. But people who are shorter, like Scout, who's telling us she could find them. Anyway, that they're so small that you've got to really search to find them. So most people don't really have an idea what to look for. And I've found them all over. I found them on the divide over towards Clarkston. I found them by Cutler Dam. Found them Logan Canyon up at Tony Grove. Didn't we find them at Tony Grove when we went up last year?
I don't think I ever went to Tony Grove last year.
Put it back.
Or the year before. Anyway, we went up and we couldn't get to Tony Grove. We didn't go all the way to Tony Grove.
Oh, yes. And yeah. We found, yes, I remember that.
The little
now.
Buttercups and the, not the Fritillaria buttercups, but the little ranunculus and.
Yes.
And the.
Indian potatoes growing on the side of the road and where the snow melt was streaming
right.
down.
Right, where the snow melt, so. Anyway, that's the Indian potato.
Yeah. Well, we would always go up and look for them, and I remember at least once we tried to harvest a few and eat them.
Yeah, a long time ago.
When I was really little.
Right.
And I recall them tasting kind of like soil.
Potatoes uh-huh. do taste kind of like soil.
And
actually.
These are really little ones, so the soil-potato ratio is even higher.
Yes.
Alrighty, so then we went up to find the pansies at Pansy Knoll.
Sure.
And that was fun.
And then the fritillarias are edible,
yeah.
too, if you really needed to, the little yellow bells. So
yep.
that was fun. They were in bloom.
And Nana, when you were a kid, you went up to Pansy Knoll to look for pansies?
Pansies and fritillaria.
I went there once.
Zillions of them then. There aren't so many anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether there are just so many little underground rodents that eat the roots and the things from under the ground, and that's why there aren't so many, or I don't know. So,
would you actually go up there to like picnic, or was it just exploring that you'd go?
Well, all of the above, only we'd just take a paper bag lunch because we would go up there and do an Easter hike. And take our boiled eggs and our can of pop and boiled eggs and a can of pop and a sandwich of some kind usually, and we'd go up there and then do an Easter hike and gather flowers.
Okay, you mentioned something about rolling the eggs down the hill, and I've never done that, but it sounds like a great kid's tradition, so.
Well, yes, we'd go up farther into the gully area and then roll some of the eggs down the hills and they'd smash on the rocks. And that was if you didn't want to eat them.
Yeah. It was funny because there was a lady who was giving a talk in our church meeting, and she talked about as a kid going up on the hill for a picnic.
Oh, skip.
And rolling the eggs down the hill. So it wasn't just you. Lots of people did that, I guess.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Did she bite your ear off?
Yeah, he's getting a little nippy.
Yeah. He probably needs to go outside and run. He's probably been too cooped up.
I'll take him
out. Okay, thanks, Chuck.
She also said that the lady went up and all their cars were there. You can go get food out of the trunks, and it was a big picnic with all of them.
He's going out with them.
I think lots of communities did that. We didn't, but we usually, sometimes we'd have a friend come along, and my brothers and sisters and I, and a friend or two, and we'd just hike up there. Sometimes we'd hike up to Eagle Rock, and sometimes we'd hike up on the Tower Hill, and sometimes up beyond the gully, and sometimes just up to Pansy Knoll, depending on how old or young we were.
Yeah.
And I loved the flowers. I loved picking the flowers. We'd take them home and make bouquets.
Yep.
Anyway, the egg rolling, I guess it's kind of a contest to see whose egg will roll the farthest.
Yeah, and if you've colored the eggs, you know exactly whose is where at the end. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Only I wouldn't recommend that with plastic eggs these days because somebody would need to go pick them up.
Yeah, you got to do it with real eggs that can decompose.
Yes.
Yep.
Or the magpies would eat them.
Yeah.
Or
foxes.
Whatever rodents are up there.
Yep.
So.
What kind?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite spring things.
Yeah. What kind of Easter traditions did you have in Ohio?
Easter baskets.
Yeah. Tradition. Regular tradition.
Color eggs.
Yeah.
Easter baskets. That was the big thing. Only. There were lots of church services because
it was
Passover, and so you had to go to Mass on Good Friday, and then you had to go to Mass on Palm Sunday the week before, and Easter
I bet Grandma Betty had you all dolled up real good for those meetings.
Oh, yeah, when I was little, I was really dolled up. Later on, I was pretty much like Avery and Dax, you know, just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, you don't have to go to Easter Mass.
Yeah.
Many blessings.
That's right. There was one Easter when Avery wore his sweatpants to church, and it wasn't until after sacrament that I realized he was wearing sweats. I went, oh, wow.
That was when I was like six.
Is this an Easter tradition?
This wasn't today. Huh?
It wasn't today.
Okay.
I wear my nice church pants and
It's true. You look all spiffied up now.
Now that you're getting into basketball, you know how to rebound.
So that's right.
That's called rebounding.
Well, we didn't go on our Easter hikes on Sunday Easter. We went on Saturday before Easter.
Yes.
So
that makes sense.
That's what we'd do for the Saturday before Easter. And then we'd go to church on Easter and usually had an Easter dress. And then Mother would make us all stand in a row after church out looking up at the sun with a squint on her face for somebody to take a picture.
Yeah, I've seen some of those pictures. I like them. All in a row with squinty eyes.
Squinty eyes, exactly. Pretty soon you could get so you couldn't hold your eyes open any longer and the tears would start rolling down your cheeks.
Nope.
wait, we haven't got the picture yet. Wait, smile. Open your eyes. Oh, yeah.
We usually had a lot of fresh ethnic breads and things like that for Easter Sunday. Just kind of like Christmas, Grandma would stay up and bake and do things like that. So it was a special day and a special dinner that afternoon after church and stuff.
Kit's doing sign language. Kit, what would you like, dear? Oh, we don't have any here. Sorry. We just picked asparagus.
We have asparagus and bread.
Asparagus is the other springtime tradition the asparagus is on. We were out picking asparagus.
Asparagus.
There's plenty of that.
Asparagus.
Yeah. So how long have you been growing the asparagus? Is that what we were trying to figure out?
Well, 25 years. So you would have been a teenager, probably. You probably don't. We didn't have a lot when you were...
Well, because for the first how many years, you didn't really pick it, right?
Well, we picked it, but we really didn't know what to do with it. We tried selling it at Carl's and Don's, and it really didn't catch on there. And until Mom started finding out that there was a small little gardener's market in Logan.
Yes.
Pick some and set a little table up, and there were only like five or six people there, or seven or something, weren't there?
Vendors, you mean?
Vendors.
Oh, I would say probably 20.
Mm-hmm.
It was still small.
Still small. And that's and by that time you were in college, right?
Yeah, because I would come over and say hi sometimes.
Right.
And then we got a reputation. They called me the asparagus lady. And then everybody knew who Dad was when he started coming. And then they were knocking down our door to get the asparagus.
Yes.
So that's been for about the last 20 years, maybe, if that much.
Yeah. Well, this is my 20-year reunion this year to high school. So.
Oh, that's incredible.
I know.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of years of picking asparagus. That's what Trapper and Avery and Kit and I were all doing a few minutes ago. Was out checking on the killdeer nest and picking asparagus. So.
Avery, not Dax.
I know, I accidentally said Dax. I meant Avery.
That's our mother's problem.
And also, what's his face? A scout.
Yeah.
What's his face? I picked a lot of asparagus when I was a kid, too, because it was the first green thing coming up, and we picked it out on the ditch banks. But I think my dad was never crazy about it, because he always said, oh, we're having weeds for supper.
In fact, that's what Danielle said. She said, I took her asparagus once, and I learned that I shouldn't, because she said, I just am not a big fan of eating the weeds.
Well,
you either love it or you don't.
My dad used to call salad rabbit food anyway, so
yeah.
He had a sense of humor.
Trapper loves the asparagus.
Good.
Yeah.
This tastes better than
I don't love it and I don't hate it, so I guess I'm...
You're an exception, Avery. I'm glad.
The wild asparagus or the naturalized asparagus tends to be a little...
Bitter.
More bitter, potent, and... It's much more mild, the farm-grown asparagus, and has a little bit milder flavor, and it's not as fibery. It has a little less fiber in it.
It's better.
So it's better all the
way. I always liked to pick asparagus, and I liked to go out jumping over the ditch back and forth to get pieces that I could see. But I didn't love to eat it because my mother always overcooked it, and so it was asparagus
slime.
Mush.
Yeah, that's not good.
And she never learned how to cook things lightly, let's say.
Yeah.
She never learned how to blanch vegetables.
I love it.
She only knew how to
have her stir fry today.
Oh. Stir fry is the way to have it. That's really good. Asparagus and stir fry.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, everybody made these heavy cheese sauces or cream sauces to put on asparagus, and I thought that was despicable. But that's how it was eaten in that day and age.
In that era.
That era. Back then.
First we'll kill it real good, and then we'll smother it in cheese sauce.
Exactly, so you can stand to eat it. Because the cheese sauce wasn't too bad usually, but the asparagus in there, I didn't quite understand the combination, but that was a popular combination at the time. It's kind of like tuna noodle casserole was a popular thing at that time.
No, that's something that you that I've never eaten, so.
Eaten, well, it's been a long time since I've eaten it.
That's good.
Mom, is proper grammar 8?
Oh, okay.
8?
Pardon me.
8? Eaten?
Eaten. I think eaten was correct.
Eaten was correct.
Depends on how you...
Depends on if you're using it.
Yeah. The other springtime tradition that will come, not this weekend, but next weekend, is Trapper will be getting his order of over 1,000 baby day-old chicks for the pheasants. So we'll start getting our chicks, and I imagine the lambs will come at some point.
Next month, yeah, they'll be towards the middle to the end of the month. You'll start having lambs. That's been a tradition.
Yep.
Forever.
Yes. I hope there aren't any that you have to feed on the bottle, because that's been a tradition sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that only happens if they come early in the year and it's raining all spring.
That's true. There's nothing, yeah. That's true. Well, we had domestic sheep when I was growing up, and so we always had some bone lambs to feed on the bottle.
Yeah, the Navajo do better to take care of their lambs.
And I always liked feeding lambs, except when they're brand new and you have to feed them every 2.5 hours. That gets tedious.
It's a lot of work.
Yes.
Did you have baby calves every spring too?
Yes, usually. But we didn't have bum calves. We just always had to feed them with the bucket, because then after the dairy cow had her calf, then you'd start milking the cow again. So the calf would be on the cow for just a few days. And then you'd put them on a bucket so you could milk the cow.
Ah.
And get the milk again. So, yes, we did a lot of calf feeding as well.
A new tradition, standing on your head and destroying the cow.
Yeah, that's what we're trying here.
Trying to establish a kind of tradition.
I think Avery must be tired.
Yeah, these guys are nuts.
Yeah. Oh! I was going to say, I saw that coming.
Yeah.
New straight tradition knocked the brother out.
Alrighty.
No more basketball.
Okay.
I guess this will be a good one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.